Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by PenFed Credit Union. Great rates for the sports fan in you. You can visit PenFed.org for details. We'll continue to weave in your phone calls on an open line Thursday at 800-636-1067. Steve Tasker is going to join us coming up at 8:40. NFL analyst for the NFL on CBS. Dave Richard to talk some fantasy football at 9. Right now, we'll do a little Junkies Blitz presented by the Purple Heart Foundation, honoring their sacrifice with our service to help our military veterans. Visit helppurpleheart.com. Big story in the NFL yesterday. Ezekiel Elliott has withdrawn his appeal and will now serve his full 6-game ban. So the next time we will see Ezekiel Elliott carry the football will be when the Cowboys face the Seahawks on Christmas Eve. Big hit for the Cowboys. Of course, Zeke had run for 783 yards in his 8 games this season with 7 touchdowns. Now you've got a backfield which includes Alfred Morris, Rod Smith, Darryl McFadden. In their first game against the Falcons, they combined for 65 yards on 15 carries.
You know, again, I always feel the need to say this because so many people have criticized the NFLPA for, you know, agreeing to a labor deal where Roger Goodell has this kind of power. And then the NFLPA is not that comfortable with it. They don't like it, but it is a negotiation. But what I think the general public doesn't understand is that this kind of deal, like the Zeke's been going through, it affects a handful of players. The vast, vast, overwhelming majority, over 99% of the players, don't care about Roger Goodell's dumb power because it doesn't affect them. Because they're not out there getting arrested for abusing their girlfriends or their wives. It only happens to a handful of guys. And then when it does happen, the NFLPA is there and willing to fight, and they'll take you to court, and oftentimes wins.
It just gets the attention because it's a big name. I mean, it got the attention before it got to a suspension. It got the attention in college.
It deserves the attention.
Absolutely.
Of course it deserves the attention. I'm just saying, though.
And it seems unfair. Look, it just seems unfair that Roger Goodell could go 6-game suspension and then you appeal to Roger Goodell.
Yeah, of course. It's preposterous.
It's stupid.
But is the NFLPA going to then give up and give an 18-game season just for that?
No.
Yeah, no. Are they going to give back money? Are they going to give back the salary cap floors and everything where owners are required to spend a certain amount just so 4 or 5 players have a more fair punishment system? This is not something that affects 99% of the league. You got a few knuckleheads, and I would put Ezekiel Elliott in that class who this affects.
Well, this, I think, helps the Washington Redskins because the Redskins won't face Zeke, and the Washington Redskins, if they are to climb up the standings, are going to have a better shot to climb over the Dallas Cowboys because we saw in the first game, Dak Prescott couldn't carry him to a win. If Howard Eskin's right, Dak Prescott is just ordinary, not special.
And this is a critical stretch for the Cowboys against the Eagles in primetime. Then they have 2 other home games against the Chargers and the Redskins. They have to go 2-1 at the worst
right
in that 3-game stretch to stay in the wild card mix in the NFC. If they go 1-2 or 0-3, over, done, season over.
Get to the phone calls here momentarily if you want to chime in on Open Line Thursday, 800-636-1067. Just a couple other quick nuggets real quick. You do have a game tonight, Thursday Night Football. You've got the Titans at 6-3 heading to Pittsburgh to take on the Steelers, who are 7-2. Both teams atop their division. Titans, even with the Jags in the AFC South, they do have a banged-up Marcus Mariota, who is battling through ankle and shoulder injuries. Pittsburgh, of course, vying with New England to be the top seed in the AFC this season. They haven't been playing that well, but
yeah,
still have a really good record.
Yeah, they haven't been impressive, but still it's 7-2, and they're generally much better at Heinz than they are on the road. Ben especially. So you would expect they improve to 8-2 with a win tonight.
All right, let's pass some of these calls. 800-636-1067. Try to weave them in. It's open line Thursday. Your chance to steer the show. A lot to talk about. Max Scherzer wins his third Cy Young yesterday. Maryland beat Butler. I think Georgetown got another win. Patrick Ewing 2-0 so far in his debut as the head coach at Georgetown. Skins obviously have their huge game against the Saints this week. We collectively have $1,440 on the Saints. Not because we want the Saints to win. I mean, JP might because he wants his money. But because we think the Saints are going to win. Why wouldn't you bet on that? To me, it seems like every bit as difficult as that Seahawks game. I've got a guy, real quick, before I go to the phones. I got a guy that was tweeting yesterday that we should just tease the game down to 6.5 for the Skins plus to 14.5 and go over the 44.5. We're not doing that. We're already
We're locked in.
What do they not understand? It's in. It's the like bet's in.
When you get on a roller coaster and they put that lap bar down on you or the shoulder harness, you're in. You're strapped in.
We're not
you're
doing
on the ride.
We're not doing other bets.
No.
We're not considering teasers.
We're not muddying the waters here.
No. We're in.
Doing one.
Let's go to Charlie.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How y'all doing?
What's up, Charlie?
Good morning, Charlie.
What's up, pal?
Hey, I'm picking the Redskins again, this time by a field goal. The Saints secondary is number 28th in the NFL against the pass. So I think the Redskins end up winning by a field goal, 27-24.
I think Charlie might be looking at some bad stats. I don't think the Saints are 28th in the league against the pass, are they?
No. They're 7th in the league, I believe, against the pass in terms of yardage.
Okay, then maybe their defense was ranked 28th, it said.
No, really. Their defense, they've got a top 10 defense. In fact, in scoring defense, they're only giving up 18 points per game.
Are you okay?
Yeah, Charlie, what are you looking at? You're looking at a wrong year or something.
Oh, yeah, but a couple of, 2 years ago, the Redskins beat them by 33 points, so I think the Redskins can beat the Saints again.
Oh, of course. So you go back to 2 years
ago. I love you, Charlie.
Redskins.
I love you, Charlie. And, of course, they can win. Of course they can. I just think that everything's going to have to fall perfectly for them. Look, I expect Josh Norman to have a bounce-back game. I don't think he's going to have two sort of catastrophic games in a row. I assume overall defensively they'll play a little better, particularly if they get Ioannidis back in some limited capacity. But is that going to be enough? I assume Preston Smith or Ryan Kerrigan are going to get to Breeze at some point. I mean, he gets rid of the football pretty quickly, I think. He's a pretty savvy, smart guy. But we had, prior to last week, gone 32 straight games with the sack. Is that going to continue? Are we going to go two games in a row without a real pressure? I hope not.
Breeze isn't dropping back a ton, and when he does, he generally gets rid of the ball quickly.
Right. The problem is what they're doing on the ground, controlling the clock and just gaining huge chunks. They got a two-headed monster there that's just working perfectly for them.
Kamara's averaging 6.5 yards per carry, and then when he's not doing that, he's killing it in the screen game.
Right.
So it's a tough opponent to try to decipher and break down.
We got our best player on defense dealing with a nagging Achilles injury. Wasn't even able to practice yesterday. What does that mean? What does that mean for this defense? I think it's trouble. Let's go to Joe in Bristow. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Joe, what's up, buddy?
Chunks, what's up, man? Real quick, so I'm keeping the book for my son's Little League baseball game the other day. And my son's pitching. There's two outs. The batter hits a pop-up to the third baseman in foul territory. The donk, it hits his glove, pops out, right? Mm-hmm. Next pitch, triple. They end up scoring 4 more runs. Is it an error on the third baseman, and are those earned runs against my son after that?
This is very critical, right?
Tim Kirkjian?
I believe it's an error.
Definitely an error.
So I would say unearned runs.
It dropped it.
I know, but I think, is he saying it was in foul territory?
It doesn't matter.
It was in foul territory.
I think it's still an error.
That doesn't matter. I don't believe that matters.
Runs?
Score it as an E.
I would score it as an E.
What about the earned runs?
I think they might be
unearned.
Yeah, I think your boy's silly. His ERA is unblemished.
Yeah, the ERA is safe. Safe and sound.
All right. Appreciate it.
How old is your son, by the way?
He's 12.
Yeah, don't you think you're taking it a little too serious?
Hey, I didn't know how to score it, all right?
Yeah, all right. All right. I mean, I'm not sure you're asking the right guys, but that's our instinct.
Oh, I know he's not asking the
it's
right guys.
It's our instinct. Yeah. Not necessarily correct.
He's asking baseball cakes how to score a game.
Yeah.
Bad decision. Maybe I can't think of anything more boring, by the way, than scoring a baseball game.
Would the unearned runs be the people that were on base at the time? Because theoretically, let's say
If the inning should have been over.
Yeah, but let's say five batters later, the same pitcher's up. All those guys have been cleared out. And then somebody steps up independently, hits a solo home run. That'd be an earned solo home run, right?
At that point, I think so, yes. I don't know. Believe me, you're getting in the weeds on the baseball rules.
The better answer was you're asking the wrong guys.
You're asking the wrong guys.
All the baseball cakes cares about baseball related is that Dave Martinez is getting lowballed with the salary.
Right.
That and Max winning the Cy Young. That's pretty big.
JP threw this out there, and he said he saw on social media, which is just, again, a race to the bottom,
right,
where people just try to be as mean as they can on a daily basis, on a moment-by-moment basis.
Follow me at Money Metal Cakes, by the way, when you're doing that.
Right. That a lot of Nats fans are sort of over it. They're so frustrated. I get it. I feel that way. I feel that way in a lot of ways with the Nats and the Caps and all of our teams. That no matter what we do in the regular season, when it doesn't pan out in the postseason, you're just sort of over it all. But for some reason, when Max wins his third Cy Young, his second in a row here with the Nats, it still means something to me. I'm happy about it. JP thinks there are a lot of fans out there that don't care. Which category are you in? I maintain that if Strauss won the Cy Young, that's kind of a yawner because he's kind of a douche. Personality stinks. Nobody really likes him.
EB, what about my Rocket Richard scoring trophies? Yeah.
Well, Ovi's beloved.
Yes, he is.
Right, so everybody loves Ovi. And I say the same thing with John.
No
with John
cups.
Wall. Everyone loves John Wall. So when John gets individual accolades, even though the Wizards always fall short, I think it registers and it means something.
You get Butts Ice for Player of the Month.
It means a little something. Like I say, if John won an MVP, but they lose in the first round, that means something to me.
Go into bar and order the Ovi Black Russian. You know what that is?
What is it?
Black Russian in no cup.
But I don't know. Do you fall in that same category? Are you a Nats fan that's excited for Max? Or are you just like, whatever, just bring on the postseason?
It's a great accomplishment.
I'm excited for him. I think it means something.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067, although Drav needs to open up the phone lines.
I closed them because there's 100 baseball idiots calling trying to give us the answer.
We don't care.
What I'm doing.
Just hang up on them.
Go away, seamheads. Stupid seamheads.
They can call another show.
All right, we'll come back, take more of your calls. Remember, Steve Tasker will join us at 8:40 as we preview Redskins Saints here on the Junkies.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.